创世纪
Genesis
第十六章
Chapter 16。
创世纪在哪里啊？
Where is Genesis?
在创世纪前面。
Before Genesis?
前面那边有目录。
Because there is the index.
好，我们大家来看创世纪第十六章
Chapter 16 of the Genesis.
亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女。撒来有一个使女，名叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒来对亚伯兰说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得到孩子。”亚伯兰听从了撒来的话，于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南地已经住了十年。亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。他见自己有孕，就小看他的祖母。撒来对亚伯兰说：“我因你受妾，我将我的使女放在你怀中。”他见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。亚伯兰对撒来说：“使女在你手下，你可以随意待她。”撒来苦待她，她就从撒来面前逃走了。耶和华的使者在旷野苏尔路上的水泉旁边遇见他，对他说：“撒来的使女夏甲，你从哪里来？要往哪里去？”夏甲说：“我从我的祖母撒来面前逃出来。”耶和华的使者对他说：“你回到你祖母那里，伏在他的手下。”又说：“我必使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。”并说：“你如今怀孕，要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫做以色玛利，因为耶和华听见你的苦情，他为人必像野驴，他的手要攻打人，人的手要攻打他，就叫做恐怖分子。他必住在众弟兄的东边。”夏甲就称那对他说话的耶和华为看顾人的上帝，因而说：“在这里我也看见那看顾我的吗？”所以这井名叫比尔拉海莱，这井正在加底斯和巴列中间。后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给他起名叫以斯玛利。夏甲给亚伯兰生以斯玛利的时候，亚伯兰年86岁。我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，赐福给我们从这段圣经领受你要给我们的教训。
Amen.
感谢赞美，奉耶稣基督的圣名求你。Amen. 亚伯兰离开乌尔。
Abraham when left Ur,
75岁
75 years old.
到了85岁的时候
，at the time when he 85,
已经看见上帝的带领。
He saw God's guidance.
已经听见上帝应许。
He heard God's promise.
已经知道以后要成为多族的父亲。
He knew that in the future he the father of many nations.
上帝的话他听了又听了又听了。
God's instruction he heard and heard and heard.
听到会背了。
And he can memorize.
神啊，你只有讲话，你没有事实。
But Lord, you speak without fact.
你开的是空头物。支票从来没有兑现。
You have this check, but that cannot be cash.
当灵性进到这种困境的时候
，When a spirituality comes into this dilemma,
我要怎么样呢
？What am I going to do?
为什么你对我说你要使万族跟从你的后裔得的福气
？How come you say that all nations shall be blessed through me?
你要赐给我子孙，使我成为众人的父亲。
And to bless me with many children, so that I become the father of many nations.
但是10年来我都没有看见呢。
But for 10 years, I never see it.
你讲的是空话。
What you say is something empty.
我做礼拜这么久都没有感到有什么改变。
And I've done so much thing, I cannot see a change.
你的理论一大堆。
You have many theories.
你对我讲教义，教义归正归正，要正统正统，我没有孩子啊。
You told me about doctrine and doctrine and also orthodoxy and everything, but I have no children.
所以信徒厌烦上帝的话。
So these Christians, they hate the word of God.
背诵上帝的话。
They memorize the word of God.
看不见上帝的话有什么果效。
But cannot see the result.Result of the word of God.
要不然就忍着。
So Abraham was patient.
但是呢，撒拉就忍不住了。
And Sarah cannot be patient anymore.
她就开始解经了。
So she became an interpreter.
解经的错误就从这里开始。
And the wrong interpretation coming from here.
不能相信上帝的话到底价值多准确。
When many cannot trust the word of God, how accurate that would be?
可能上帝的意思是说
，Maybe the meaning of God is.
你可以有孩子，但是亚伯兰要跟别人。 这个同房才会生。
Well, you can have children. Maybe your husband should sleep with somebody else.
所以呢，亚伯兰曾经说。
So Abraham said before.
你的后代，我的后代，是不是我你这个年纪老迈的仆人呢
？My descendants would it come from this old servant?
啊，等亚伯兰的太太说，所谓亚伯兰的后代，会不会是我把我的使女送进？我丈夫的房间去怀孕呢
？And this Sarah said that maybe the children of Abraham should come for my maid servant.
所以对神的话
，So to the word of God，
许多错误的主观观念加解释的时候，新派的思想就出来。
When they interpret with a wrong subjective concept, then this new theology comes.
一个不信的人
，A one who disbelieves，
用他的不信当作前提去看上帝的话语的时候，教会就开始发生。
Using his unbelief to the premise to interpret the word of God, then there comes a problem.
你说他的动机好不好
？The motive is it good？
动机很好。
Motive is good。
心怀宽不宽
？And is it broad-hearted？
宽大的不得了。
Broad-hearted。
哪一个女人愿意把别的女人送到丈夫的房间，让他们去睡觉
？Would any woman would give a woman to his own her own husband to sleep with him？
丈夫偷情，你就想打死他了。
You know, if they were to have an affair, you want to kill them。
你自己心怀宽到这个地步，我把丈夫借给你，你跟他睡。
Would you be so broad-hearted as you want to lend my husband to you？
所以天下有这样的女人，这么伟大的女人。
With such a woman who is so great。
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you，
好人会做错事。
Sometimes good men will do wrong things。
有时候坏人会做好。
Sometimes this bad man will do good things.
有时候呢，好人做又错又笨的事。
And sometimes good men do wrong things and evil things.
有时候聪明人做笨事。
Sometimes intelligent men will do foolish things.
有时候也有一点点笨人做聪明事。
And sometimes this fool will do some intelligent things.
亚伯兰的老婆啊
，Abraham's wife，
现在的突然间妙计一开。
Now suddenly very had a wit.
对丈夫说
，telling the husband，
大概上帝的意思。
Maybe this is the will of God.
就是呢，借着我的使女夏甲跟你发生关系，然后你就生一个孩子在我的名下。
That through you sleeping with my maid servant, maybe I have a child under my name.
我告诉你，很多人跟随主到一半的时候就想错事情。
Many a person they follow God hard way and they do wrong things.
那么亚伯兰听这个话的时候，马上就顺从他讨论。
Abraham when he heard this, he was submissive to the wife.
所以我告诉你，不要常常听老婆的话。
Don't listen to your wife's word too often.
特别那些不好好读经的老婆讲话一定很危险。
And especially your wife who doesn't study the Bible well.
因为男人重思想，女人重现实。
Because men place emphasis on the mind, and then the woman place emphasis on the reality.
男人用理性，女人用感情。
Men use rationality, and women use the emotion.
男人重事业，女人重家庭。
Men place emphasis on a career, but women place emphasis on the family.
男人重奋斗，女人重保守。
And also, men want to struggle, but women want to keep.
男人重投资，女人重储蓄。
Men want to invest, but this woman want to save.
这个再讲下去一大堆的。
Many, many differences.
男人重大局。女人重细节
，and also men will place on big events, but the woman will play on details.
女人有一个偶像叫做感觉
，and this woman has an idol called intuition.
她心里感到不对的时候，她就以她的感觉为她的神。
When they feel that something is wrong, they will use their emotion as their god.
能用这个神的要求来定夺很多的事情。
And with the demand of this god, they want to use it to judge many things.
当一个家庭发生到这样的情形的时候
，When a family this thing happened to them，
撒旦就伏在门前想制服你全家。
And Satan then crawl itself there and they want to win。
今天你读这张圣经才知道，今天中东这么乱是从这里来的。
Today when they read this passage of the Bible, you know there's so many chaotic thing happening in the Middle East because of this。
一个不明白创世纪第十六章的人，永远没办法解决。以后末世历史的混乱。
A one who doesn't understand Genesis chapter 16 cannot solve the problem of chaos in the future.
夏甲没有引诱亚伯拉罕。
And Hagar never tempted and enticed this Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也没有想跟这个使女发生关系。
And Abraham also never thought part of having a relationship with this maidservant.
是撒拉自己想帮助上帝做坏事。
It's Sarah who wants to help God and do something which is evil.
没有一个人可以帮助上帝。
No one can help God.
我在我的教会讲了至少100次了。
At least I preached 100 times in my church.
你们做我的会友。
You'll be my members.
No one come to help.
没有人是来帮助的。
No one come to contribute.
没有人来贡献的。
You only come to learn and come to serve.
你来学，你来侍奉。
你不要以为你在别的教会做过这事，现在归正教会，我就把我的经验搬到这里来，来帮助上帝的归正教会。
Don't think the other churches become deacons, you want to come to my church and then want to help this church.
你先学这个运动的意向是什么？
You must first learn about the vision of this movement.
你学怎么样在这里服侍上帝。
Learn how to serve God in this place.
现在很多年轻人刚刚做一点点就以为老经验可以侍奉上帝，我告诉你学到死可能做学生都不够。
Today all those young people they learn a little bit and they thought they're very experienced. I tell you until you're dead you cannot actually be very experienced.
上帝给我做传道做了几十年我才开始一个教会。
God allowed me to be a preacher for decades before I started a church.
上帝给我传道传了15,000次才决定被案例做牧师。
God allowed me to preach more than 15,000 times before I was ordained as a pastor.
有一次我看一篇论文。
There was one I read a thesis.
新加坡神学院的学生。
And a student from Singapore Bible College.
整篇论文一直在批评奥古斯丁。
And the whole this dissertation is the criticizing on the Augustine.
我火就冒出来了。
I got so angry.
你这个学生到死能学奥古斯丁的1%都不一定。
Until you die, you cannot even learn 10% of Augustine.
哇，你就写一大堆奥古斯丁的毛病，表示你可以得到硕士，比他更厉害，变成认识错误的奥古斯丁的专家。
So you want to offer a criticism for your whole dissertation? You thought that you were experts in studying of Augustine?
上个礼拜我听我一个传道人讲到。
And last week I heard a preacher of my preaching.
他说呢，这个施洗约翰误会。
He said John the Baptist misunderstood.
施洗约翰怀疑耶稣。
And he was doubtful of Jesus.
派两个学生去问耶稣：“你就是那个弥赛亚吗？”
And sent two students to ask Jesus, "Are you that Messiah?"
所以他的结论是什么呢
？So his conclusion was
最靠近耶稣的可能是不认识耶稣的意象的人。
The one who is closest to Jesus may be the one who doesn't know about the vision of Jesus.
他说很多人最靠近唐牧师，结果不明白什么叫做归正运动。
He said a lot of people are closest to the Reverend Stephen Tong, maybe they do not understand what's reform movement.
但是有人在北极，有的人在新疆，有的人在非洲。对唐牧师很尊重，因为他远远的，但是明白他领受的意思。
Some may be in the southern pole, some may be in the Tibet, some may be in Africa, but they follow this because they understand.
他问了唐牧师：“我讲了，你有什么意见没有？”
He said, "Reverend Tong, I've said it. Any suggestions?"
我说：“我有老实告诉你了。”
So I want to tell the truth.
你正在教导我们的教会来轻看上帝最伟大的仆人之一。
You are actually teaching our church to despise one of the biggest disciples in the Bible.
以为你看到一个重点的时候
，You thought you see a point.
你不想到整个教会受你影响就可以批评施洗约翰了。
You never thought that the whole church will be influenced by you and make an offer critique to John the Baptist.
真的施洗约翰怀疑耶稣吗
？John the Baptist does he actually doubt of Jesus?
有可能。
Maybe
施洗约翰也有可能是叫他的学生去亲自从主的口中知道耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Maybe he want the student through Jesus' own lips to know that he is the Messiah.
解经是世界最危险的事情。
You know, it is more dangerous to interpret the Bible.
很多人用小人之心度君子之腹。
A lot of people use a very evil intention to want to judge the gentleman.
许多人刚刚会讲几篇道，许多传道人失败，许多传道人失败。
A lot of people, they just begin to learn to preach. They want to critique many of these preachers fail.
好像他一做传道就永远不会失败一样。
As if that they, when they got a preacher, they will never fail.
有一次我一个同学。
There was one, my classmate.
同我一班的。
A classmate in the same classroom.
现在很多传道人跌倒，很多传道人失败。
And he said that today many of these preachers fail and fall.
他下台以后。
And when he came down from the pulpit.
有一个爱尔兰的教授。
There was a professor come from Ireland.
就把他叫他来。
And call him.
他说你说很多人传道。
You say many preachers fail.
请问你所认识的传道人有几个？
Let me ask you how many preachers that you really know.
几个传道人你们失败的有几个？念给我听。
And among those preachers, how many failed? Just let me know.
念不出两三个出来。
He couldn't even mention two or three.
他就许多许多，好像他认识了几千个一样。
You say many, many as if you have known thousands of preachers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
亚伯拉罕有软 弱。
Abraham was weak.
Sarah 有软弱。
Sarah has weakness.
啊，他们在解释上帝的话语的时候
，in the interpretation of the word of God，
有一些的软弱。
There was something they are weak.
不能等候上帝。
They cannot wait for God.
他们要帮助上帝。
So they want to help God.
上帝啊，你要叫我做万族之父，但是我没有孩子。
God, you want me the father for many nations, but I have no children.
我可以帮助你了。
I can help you now.
让夏甲跑到我丈夫的帐篷里面，他们搞一下就可以了。
Let Hagar go to the tent of my husband. They sleep, and something will come out.
那么，要不然这个时候真是感到可能是上帝的引导了。
Abraham, maybe at that time you feel the probably this is the guidance of God.
两个人睡了就成功了。
And two slept and they were successful.
奇怪哈。好好的结婚几十年生不出来，偷车的一来就是了。
There are people who get married for tens of years without any children, but then when they have an affair, they have children.
我相信你们都有这个经验哈。
I believe that you may have this experience.
偷车的马上怀孕。
When you have the affair, then
they're pregnant. 好好结婚的几十年生不出来。
When they get married for tens of years, they don't have children.
那么好像天跟人开玩笑一样的。
As if God is joking with us.
你要偷车。
You want to have an affair?
我就给你。
I'll give you.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you.
上帝的时间不是人的时间。
God's time is not our own timing.
一个人在一生中间读神学。
A person for his whole life is studying theology.
如果没有读上帝的时间成就，他还没有读成就。
If he never studied the theology of the timing of God, he had never studied theology at all.
为什么亚伯兰要等了一百年才做爸爸？
Why is Abraham going to wait for 100 years before he become a father?
为什么摩西要八十岁才蒙召？
Why is that Moses must wait until he was 80 before he was called by God?
为什么耶稣跟约翰要三十岁才可以出来传道？
Why is that John the Baptist and Jesus must preach at the age of 30?
为什么保罗要先到阿拉伯的旷野三年半的时间？
Why is that Paul must first go to the desert of Arab for 3.5 years?
为什么新旧约有四百年空座在那里？
Why is it between the New and Old Testament there is a silence for 400 years?
那是被掳的以色列人。
And those captured Israel.
如果他是被掳以后一年才生下来。
If they were to be born after they've been captured for a year.
回犹太以前一年就死了。
And then before they come back to Judah, 1 year before that they die.
以色列被掳70年他活68岁。
So they've been captured for 70 years, but they live only for 68 years.
那么就从他生到他死从来没有看见回国的这个机会。
So from the day they were born until the day they died, they can never see the return to Israel.
这种人在他六十多年漫长的岁月中，你怎么告诉他上帝是眷顾以色列？
These people for their long life, 68 years, how can you preach to them that God took care of them?
这些人可以用感觉来代替上帝。
They can use their feeling to substitute God.
这些人可以因为不明白上帝的时间程序。而终身失败。
And these people can fail in their whole life because they don't understand the theology of the timing of God.
亚伯拉罕与夏甲同房。
Abraham slept with the maidservant Hagar.
上帝就让他当天就怀孕。
God allowed her to be pregnant on that day.
上帝给他等了这么久。
And God allowed him to wait for so long.
许可他因为不明白上帝的时间成就就这样失败。
And allow him because he doesn't understand the theology of the timing of God, he failed.
但你不要忘记哦。
But don't forget.
在上帝旨意婚姻之上帝旨意之外的婚姻生的孩子还是上帝创造的。
The marriage which is outside the will of God and also it is created by God too, the children.
问题麻烦就在这里。
But then trouble comes.
我有一个同学。
I have a classmate.
比我第一年读神学的同学。
And 1 year junior than myself in the seminary.
毕业的时候论文是十字架，哇，堂堂的话语一大篇。
When he graduated, he wrote an essay on the cross.
结果他就娶了个小老婆。
But then he got a second wife.
有一天呢，我在一个 supermarket 看到他。
One day in a supermarket, I saw him.
我说你这个像什么传道人
？I said, what kind of preacher you are?
那你现在要不要悔改
？Now do you want to repent today?
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
我娶的是人呐、啊。
I married a human being.
我不是买东西可以退回去的。
It's not something I buy. I can return it when I don't want.
人是会生孩子的啦。
You know, people can give birth.
那我只能认下去了。
No, I can only take this shoot as mine.
我现在很难再传道了。
Difficult for me to preach now.
但是这是一个人生的，也是人，我怎么办呢
？A human being begets a human being.
我说是，你就是知道这个道理，只是太迟知道了。
I say I know that you know this thing, but too late.
你在没有跟他结婚以前
，Before you get married to her,
你先。 觉悟到这个严重性。
You must first understand the seriousness of this.
今天不会这样，懊悔不及，永远承担这个事。
Then today you never regret because of that.
所以许多人以为玩一玩不要紧嘛。
Many a person thought that they can just be fair and they can run away with that.
性的需要我去服务他嘛。
I have a sexual desire, I serve my desire.
这是神造我有性的功用嘛。
God created me with a sexual function.
而且是太太同意的。
And my wife agreed.
是莎拉自己把她的侍女送到我的房间里面来。
Because it's Sarah who sent this maidservant to me.
这很难说犯法嘛。
And we cannot say that this is a sin.
很难说得罪太太。
We cannot say that I'm going against my wife.
因为她可以的啊。
Because she allows it.
所以我就来一下吧。
So then I would have it.
想不到来一下，哎，就生了。
But then she was conceived.
这个时候亚伯兰可能说的从前娶错了，娶了这么久多了老太婆还没有孩子。
Abraham could say that in the past I married a wrong wife. That's why for so many years she never bear a child.
如果我从前娶的是夏家，现在已经子孙满堂了。
In the past I would get married to this Haggai, maybe I have many children now.
但我告诉你，神的计划
，by God's plan, I tell you,
神的时间
，God's timing,
常常是慢的。
Many times it's slow time.
常常要你学忍耐的。
Many times will teach you patience.
今天很多的人帮助上帝。
Today a lot of people want to help God.
所以上帝啊，你要很多人归主，你要人人信主。要人人悔改，对不对
？God, you want many people to come back to you, right?
你可以用神迹嘛
？You can use miracles.
你不用神迹
，If you don't use miracles,
我来帮助你用神迹。
I help you to use miracles.
结果假神迹出现，真的很多人加入教会了。
So false miracles come, and then those people who are not true Christians join the church.
很多人加入教会就认为我们的教会蒙上帝赐福，大大兴旺。
So a lot of people come to the church and thought the church is revived and a big congregation they have.
为什么这些大大兴旺的灵恩派教会的牧师常常在钱跟色方面不对呢
？Why is that this many of these charismatic churches would seem to revive and their pastor fail in sex and in money？
总是在这些事情不对。
And upon these two things that they fail，
因为他们注重量的成就，过于注重质。的保守
，because they keep emphasis on the achievement in quantity and not the keeping of qualities.
他注重多人加入他的教会的荣耀，过于很人走窄路被十字架进窄门的过渡。
They only place emphasis on the glory they bring to them because it's a big congregation, not on the narrow way that we should tread.
我们都盼望我们所求的可以得到。
How that we hope that what we pray will become true.
这是很危险的事情。
This is something dangerous.
照着你所求的给你的时候，就是一个任凭。
If according to what that you ask and is given to you, that it would you God give you up.
你祷告什么都成就，这就是一个很可怕的事情。
Whatever that you pray and become true and pass.That's something dangerous.
当神不给你的时候
，When God refrain from giving to you，
魔鬼就帮助你给你成功了。
The Satan will help you so that you are successful.
啊，你又不能分辨这是从撒旦来的，或者从上帝来的。
And then you cannot discern whether this comes from Satan or coming from God.
你的成功就变成你的捆绑。
So then your success becomes your bondage.
你现象上的丰富就变成你的贫穷。
The recent phenomena become your poverty in spirituality.
所以上帝。对老底家的教会说
，So God told the church Laodicea，
你好像是丰富的
，As if you are rich，
其实你是贫穷的
，But actually you are poor，
你好像是很体面的
，You look to be very noble，
你是赤身露体的
，But you are naked，
你是瞎眼的
，You are blind。
为什么耶稣基督对教会讲这么严重的话
？Why said Jesus such a very serious word they say to the church？
今天许多的教会对什么叫做成功已经重新定义了。
Today many of them redefine what you mean by success of the church。
什么叫做丰富？富已经重新定义
，and so redefine what you mean by rich。
什么叫意象已经重新定义
，and redefine what you mean by vision。
所以耶稣基督对老底家的教会说
，Jesus told the church, 老底家，
你要向我买白衣服
，buy a white garment for me，
圣洁
，and a sacred。
向我买金子
，buy also gold for me，
纯正的信仰
，and a true belief。
向我买眼药
，buy also eye drop for me，
重新得到正确的意象。
So that once again you get a right vision。
如果没有的话
，if not。
你的丰富是害死你的
your richness will put you into trouble
你的成功是害死你的
your success will put you into trouble
我这两个礼拜想了一句话
this 2 weeks I preached a statement
我只有这两个礼拜才这样讲
only for this 2 weeks I say that
许多灵恩派的教会越来越大那是撒旦暂时的投资
many charismatic churches become bigger and bigger that's a temporary investment of Satan
在投资的这种行业里面
you know in this, this line of investment
多少钱不是重要的
It's not important how much money.
是要能够得到几倍，那才是重要。
But then how many folds of return you reap, that's important.
所以如果一个古董啊
If the antique，
你可以用五万块买了。哇，你说这么贵，平常一个碗才三万块，才三块。
If you can buy with 50,000, you say that, well, in the past I buy this bowl only with $3.
但是你买五万，有拍卖可以三百万的时候，很便宜吗？
But after you have sold it for 50,000, people auction it for $3 million, then yours is very cheap.
你听懂不懂啊？
Do you understand?
啊，所以贵不贵不在乎付多少钱。
So whether it's expensive and costly or not, it doesn't matter how much you pay.
敢付很多钱。
You dare to pay?
只要以后得回几倍多。
Only that in the future you can reap many fold return.
这个叫做相对的便宜了。
That's a relative cheapness.
所以撒旦用什么办法呢？
You know, say then what method you investment?
让你成功，
let you success，
教会几千几万人，
many many people come to the church，
那你就满意了，
you are satisfied，
你就不注重你的道德，
you not place emphasis on morality，
你不严守你的圣洁，
you not keep your holiness，
你有了几万会友以后呢？
So when you have thousands and thousands of members，
性的上面失败了，
then you fail in sex，
在钱的上面失败了，
you fail about money。
就让几百万人轻看基督教，作为他的盈利。
So the millions of people despise Christianity, and that become the profit of Satan.
Jim Baker 不是这样吗？
Such as Jim Baker.
Oral Roberts 不是这样
吗？ Such as Oral Roberts.
Jimmy Swagger 不是这样吗？
Such as Jimmy Swagger.
他从前的成功，
in the success of the past，
抵不住现在的失败。
Cannot compare to his failure today.
教会有几千个会员，哇，很成功，很成功。
The church have thousands of members. You are successful.
这是撒旦的投资。
That is the investment of Satan.
以后就让你失败以后。几千万人轻看基督教，
then,
这是他的盈利。
Later on when you fail he'll reap the profit because millions of people will despise the church.
如果我的听众都听不明白这几句话，
if my congregation cannot understand me,
那教会就没有前途，
then there's no future for the church.
因为全世界讲这种话的人已经剩下几个人吧。
Because there's only a few people in the whole world that can dare preach this kind of statement.
成功啦，
successful，
要不然你有了孩子啦，
Abraham had a son，
上帝的旨意成就了，
God's will is done，
神真是大能的神迹出现了，
God is a mighty God because he practiced miracle.
应许亚伯拉罕后代。
He promised Abraham has a descendant.
现在有了后代了。
And now he had a descendant.
这不是真正应许中的后代。
This is not a true promise coming from his promise.
亚伯拉罕后来听上帝讲另外一句话。
Later on, Abraham heard another statement from God.
只有从撒拉生的才是你的后裔。
Only he who is born from Sarah will become your descendant.
这就是 reform 的精神。
That's the reform spirit.
Only obey to the Lord.
And 只有你服在神的话语里面。
Only given by the source, God Himself.
只有当神是源头的神给你的时候。
所有其他的都是假的。
All others are fake.
Sola scriptura.
只有唯独圣经。
Sola gratia.
唯独恩典。
Sola fide.
唯独信心。
Soli Christos.
唯独基督。
Soli Deo gloria.
唯独神的荣耀。
只有。
Only, only.
不能别人。
Not others.
只有撒拉。
Only Sarah.
不能够叫夏甲也跑进来。
Not Hagar to come in.
你以为你成功了。
You think you're successful.
因为你有办法了。
You think you have a way out?
你以为你得到你要的了。
You think you have got what you want?
我在说你得到你所要的一切，那是你的危机，不是你的福气。
When you got everything that you desire, that is your danger.
但是
But then,
这个以色玛利也是上帝造的。
Ishmael also is created by God.
是自然力生出来的。
Coming from natural laws.
不是应许力生出来的。
Not coming from law of promise.
所以怎么办呢？
What to do now?
上帝也照样赐福以色玛利。
God still blessed Ishmael.
上帝照样给他成为一个大族。
God still allow it to become a big nation.
这个大族要变成上帝真正子民的永远的仇敌。
But this nation will become an eternal enemy of God's true people.
这种矛盾我们很难完全用理性去了解。
A paradox we cannot fully understand with rationality.
当这个夏甲一怀孕的时候，
When Hagar was pregnant,
马上就看不起撒拉了。
Immediately she despised Sarah.
天下没有比这种更难过的事情。
And this most sorrowful things indeed in the world.
你宽宏大量对他好，他反过来咬你。
You are broad-minded and good to them, but they come and bite you back.
我连我的床都让你上去跟我的丈夫睡觉，你现在敢看不起我？
I even allow my bed to be slept by you, but then you despise me now.
为什么他敢看不起呢？
Why is it she dare to despise the mistress?
我试着证明生得出孩子来。你生不出孩子。
Because the reality proved that I can bear a son, but you cannot.
你的丈夫是因我才做父亲，不是因你。
Your husband because of me become a father, not by you.
今天灵恩派的人因为教会大了，就看不起正统教会。
Today the charismatics because their church congregation is big, they despise the Orthodox church now.
正教 好像我是生得出孩子，你根本不能生出孩子，你不必跟我讲。
Just as if that I can bear more children, but you cannot. Don't talk to me anymore.
我告诉你，你请一个人，你从来没有请一个人吃饭。
If you have never treated a person to a meal,
突然间你请他一天，他会谢谢你。
Suddenly you give him a meal and give a treat, he will thank you.
但是你请一个人每天吃饭吃一百次。
But if you were to give a treat to a person many, many times,
第一百零一次不请他，他就讨厌你了。
For the 101 time you never give him a treat, he will hate you.
所以在这件事情上 ，Machiavelli 的心理学是很好的。
So Machiavelli's psychology upon this is good.
你越对人好，人家越 take it for granted.
The more you treat people good, they will take it for granted.
你今天看不起你父亲，为什么？
Today you despise your father. Why?
因为他从小一直请你吃饭到今天，所以你看不起他。
Because for so many years he treated you to good meals, and that's why today you despise him.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
今天我看到我会有一个孩子坐在汽车后面，哇，高得不得了。
Today I see a son of my members so tall now.
三年前小得不得了。
And in the past was so short.
我说你
比
爸爸更高了吗？
I say, are you higher than your dad?
他说是了。
Yes.
我们每一个人小的时候看爸爸多么大。
You know, when we were young, we see that our father are so tall.
对，我们长大发现原来爸爸比我矮。
But when you get older, we find that our father are so short.
我们小的时候看一张床像一个大海，很好玩。
So when we are small, we see the bed is so big.
可是我们长大发现房子这么小。
But when they get old, we see that our room is so small.
我伟大的妈妈原来是小小的女人。
You know, my mighty mother is such a small stature woman.
我从小吓得半死的爸爸，原来声音都比我小。
In the past, I'm so frightened with my father. Now his voice is so soft.
就看到自己了不起了。
We thought that we are big and good.
所以呢，现在伤痛的父亲。
So now the father who is sorrowful.
很难过。
Sad.
你把你养大，原来你看不起我。
I will raise you up. Now you despise me.
我自己从来没有读大学，做苦工给你大学毕业。
I never go to the college. I sent to the college. Now I become a graduate. You despise me.
所以这样的父亲要对他的孩子说。
So this father would tell the son.
你今天为什么比你爸爸厉害？你知道吗
？How come you're better than your dad today?
因为你的爸爸比我的爸爸厉害。
Because your dad is better than my dad.
你听不懂吗？因为你的爸爸。
Because your dad
比我的爸爸厉害
，better than my dad，
所以今天你才比我厉害。
And that's why today you're better than I do。
你还听不懂
？You understand？
我也不知道你到底听到听什么。
I don't know whether you understand or not。
如果我没有养你，你怎么会厉害
？If I don't raise you, how can you be better than I do？
是饮水思源呢。
So you must think about the origin。
人常常无情无理的。
Many times we are so irrational。
像法国人说的
，That the French would say，
小如己，吸了妈妈的奶就用脚踢她妈妈。
小
驴子。
A small donkey after it had fed with the milk of the mother, coming back when you grow up, you kick with the mother.
所以呢，这个最难过的就是曾经施恩给人而受人不好报的人。
What pricked the heart the most is that you are good to people and people do not pay you with goodness.
撒拉很苦。
Sarah feels suffered.
我把丈夫借给你。
Now I lend my husband to you.
结果你来看不起我。
Now you despise me.
所以她就对丈夫说。
And then she told the husband.
怎么可以？
How can it be?
一个使女轻看我。
Just a maid servant despising me?
好在亚伯兰有良心。
Now Abraham is good conscience.
如果亚伯兰没有良心呢？
If Abraham did not have a good conscience.
他说算了，反正你本来就老了嘛。
Never mind, you're very old.
他又年轻又健壮，我又享受过跟他性关。
And she's young, also she's good. I have a sexual relationship with her.
哎呀，风水轮流转嘛。
Well, every dog has days.
从前轮到你，现在轮到他，你就是老太婆算了。
In the past it was you, now you become old woman already. Never mind now.
亚伯兰不是没有良心的人。
But Abraham has a conscience.
我先顺便告诉你啊。
I tell you.
你们家里请工人，特别是印尼来的工人。
When you have employ a maid from especially from Indonesia.
请又老又丑的。
You better hire those who are old and ugly.
大家说一二三，请工人要请又老又丑的。你请个又比你太太年轻，又比你太太更美丽的。
If you employ someone who is younger and more beautiful than your wife,
你又名叫英雄。你的名字又叫做英雄。
And your name is 英雄 hero.
那么中国人找做英雄难过美人关吗？
The Chinese will say that the hero cannot pass through this test of beautiful woman.
危险吗
？So dangerous.
所以你们做家庭主妇的哈。
So you as housewife.
你如果要用工人。
You want to use a maid.
又老又丑的。
Old ugly.
大家说，又老又丑的。
Old and ugly.
唐牧师是老人，你不听老人言，吃亏在眼前。
If you don't listen Stephen Tong who is old, then you will suffer.
已经有两三个人。
two or three persons
already.
And love the maid.
开始恨他的太太。
And then dislike the wife.
你不要开玩笑，这些圣经都已经讲在里面。
The Bible already told you all these things in the Bible.
所以呢，当撒拉难过的时候。
So when Sarah feels suffered,
亚伯兰到底还是一个义人。
Abraham is a righteous man.
亚伯兰说什么？
And what did he say?
他在你下面。
She is under you.
你要怎么带她？
Do what you think fit.
你有自由带她。
You have the freedom to do it.
哇，撒拉这个时候才知道丈夫到底还是有良心的。
And Sarah now know that the husband is of good conscience.
不是赏了禁果变了一个人了。
Not as someone who has tasted good and then turned to a different person.
所以圣经说，
So the Bible says,
撒拉就苦待佳佳。
So then this Sarah mistreat this Hagar.
她的权柄了。
Authority.
而且丈夫许可的了
and that's allowed by the husband
一点不犯人的法
and she doesn't go against the law man
从前是我许可你才跟我丈夫同房
in the past I allowed and that's why you slept with my husband
现在是丈夫许可所以我要苦待你
now because the husband allowed I mistreat you
没有违背人法不等于没有违背上帝的法
when it doesn't go against human law it doesn't mean that it doesn't go against God's law
你可以苦待你的工人吗
you can mistreat your maid
可以
yes
苦待过分的时候上帝替你的仆人抱不平了就很麻烦了
but when you have surpassed that limit God will then repay on you
做人很难哦
difficult
对他好他欺负你
if you're too good to them they bully you
对他不好上帝生气
if you're not good to you him then God will get angry with you
苦待夏甲以后
after she mistreated Hagar
夏甲到底是一个人
Hagar was a human being
赏过好处
and have tasted good things
要骄傲起来
want to be proud
骄傲不起来被压下去
but then was suppressed
认命逃走
now got to take your own way now
就这样解决了。
So she ran away.
逃走的时候呢
？When she ran away,
原来比亚伯兰更大的上帝在那边等着她。
And God, who is greater than Abraham, was waiting for her.
夏甲，你从哪里来
？Hagar, where have you come from?
到哪里去
？Where do you go?
上帝对亚当说：“你在哪里
？”God asked Abraham, Adam, where are you?
上帝对该隐说：“你的兄弟在哪里
？”And also asked Cain, where's your brother?
上帝对夏甲说：“你从哪里来到哪里去
？”Also Hagar, where did you come from and where are you going?
这里面都有意义在里面的。
They're all with me.
我今天不要解太详细。
I'm going to interpret very clearly.
好了，你到哪里
？Where do you go？
他说：“我受我的主人的女子苦待，我逃出来。
”He said, "I am mistreated by my mistress, and that's why I ran away."
我知道你的苦情。
God said, "I know your suffering."
所以我告诉你，你有多高的地位，你有多好的道理，不可以苦待任何一个人。
No matter how high position, how good reason you are, don't mistreat a person.
上帝是伸冤的上帝。
God is the one who avenged for them.
人有错，他还是人。
When man is wrong, they're still man.
人多么错误，还有人权。
No matter how wrong they are, they still have human rights.
神对他说
，God told him,
我告诉你
，I tell you,
你要生个孩子。
You want to bear a son.
你的孩子，你现在回去。
Now you go back.
你生的孩子啊
，When you bear a son,
你要长大像野驴一样。
And you're bound to be like a donkey.
他要用手害人，人也要害他。
And you see, they have to fight others, others will fight them too.
恐怖分子就从这里。
Here comes terrorism.
我不是开玩笑的。
I'm not joking.
当着九一一事件以后六天。
You know, 6 days after 9/11,
华盛顿邮报有一篇文章
and this Washington Post have an article.
Terrorists nothing to do with Muslims.
那个恐怖主义跟这个回教徒没有关系吗？
回教徒，你不要讲恐怖主义是回教徒，恐怖主义是因为他是恐怖分子，不要跟宗教连在一起。
The Muslim will say that, don't say that we have any relationship with terrorism because terrorism are terrorism.
华盛顿邮报那一天讲几句话。
Washington Post on that day have a few statements.
Not every Muslim is a terrorist.
不是每一个回教徒都是恐怖分子。
Terrorists are not Methodists, not Presbyterian, but all Muslims.
但是呢，恐怖分子也不是这个
卫
理公会的，也不是长老会的，是回教徒。
所以我们不能不说呢，回教跟恐怖分子是有关系的。
So we have only but to say that the terrorism and Muslim has a relationship.
对不对？这件事已经在创世纪十六章写下来了。
Because this already written in Genesis chapter 16.
他要动手害人，人也要害他。
He will harm others, others will harm them.
这个是他的个性，像野驴一样。
This is the character like a donkey.
所以在回教的因子里面。
And that's why in this the Muslims
有以色玛利的野性
there is this savageness of this
为什么呢
Ishmael
以色玛利是亚伯兰的孩子啊
because Ishmael is the son of Abraham
但是亚伯兰不应当跟一个上帝没有应许的人交配生出一个一半有信心的种子一半
有野性的种子的那个后裔出来。
But then Abraham shouldn't have to sleep with someone who is not a promise of God. That's why someone comes on one hand have a heart of the seed of faith, but on the other hand had also the character of barbarism.
他的这个野性是从哪里传下来的
？Where come this wild character?
从他的母亲那里传下来。
Coming from the mother.
怎么看出他母亲有野性呢
？How could you see the mother have this character?
有一点成功就看不起别人。
A small success that she had to despise others.
你发一点点财就马上哇自高气扬。
A small riches that she had, she feels proud.
这就是野性。
And that is what we call wild character.
你们侍奉主的人呢、
啊、？One who serve the Lord.
不要假谦卑。
Don't be a fake humble.
教会有个青年人。
I have a young man in the church.
他被选做这事的时候只有22岁。
When he was selected to be the deacon, only 22 years old.
那是三十年前的事情。
30 years ago.
他到跑到我家里来。
Coming to my house.
他说：“唐牧师啊，我很不好意思，我这样年轻就被选做执事，我很不敢当，我不配，我不配。”
Reverend Tong, I'm not worthy. I'm so young as being elected to be the deacon of the church.
我说：“你本来不配。”
Well, actually, you're not worthy. I said.
他本来只是好好听讲，骗我一讲，我说为什么我不配？ Actually, 他本来自己讲他不配，我说你本来不配。
And when I say that, actually you're not worthy, but him says it is so worthy.
他以为说不要这么说，不要这么说，想不到我说的你本来不配。
He thought that I would say that, don't say that. But suddenly I said that you are not worthy.
所以他不知道怎么回答我了。
So he doesn't answer me.
他说什么意思？
What about that?
我说本来不配还有什么？本来就不配嘛。
Well, actually you're not worthy.
我也不配嘛。啊、他
说 not worthy.
啊，如果两个都不配，他就比较甘愿了。
If both are not worthy, then he feel good.
我们哪一个人配？
Who are we?
我们每个人都不配。
Nobody's worthy.
我17岁做传道。
When I was 17, I became a preacher.
22岁做这事，我们都不配。
You are 22, you become a deacon. We are both unworthy.
但我告诉你，今天如果诚实讲这句话，你是有前途的。
But today, if you truly say about this, you are not worthy, then you have a future.
我最讨厌那些讲尽好话，做尽坏事的人。
I'm afraid of those people who talk about good things but do evil things.
因为假谦卑比真骄傲还更骄傲。
Because a fake humbleness is actually more proud than a true pride.
大家说一二三。假谦卑比真骄傲还更骄傲，所以如果有人说不配，你说本来不配。
If a person says not worthy, you say yes, you're not worthy.
有的人说我罪很大，一定比你想的更大。你告诉他。
Other people say I'm very sinful. I say greater than what you think.
那我对他说什么
？I tell him.
我盼望三十年以后。
I hope that 30 years later.
你做这事做了三十年，还是这么做。我很不配。
After you become a deacon for 30 years, still say that I'm not worthy.
那你就是一个好执事。
Then you are a good deacon.
很多人刚刚开始什么都没有，当然不骄傲，什么都没有，哪里有本钱骄傲
？A lot of people when just very beginning they cannot be proud because they have nothing to be proud of.
什么都没有。
When you have nothing,
谦卑那不是真谦卑。
When you have nothing, you're humble. That's not true humble.
什么都有，再谦卑才是真。
But when you have everything, then you're humble. That's a true humble.
所以呢？这个以实玛利的野性是从母亲来的。
So this wild characters of this Ishmael actually coming from the mother.
这个母亲做使女就乖乖的，什么都不敢动，等到一跟主人的丈夫发生关系后，马上头就大起来。这个叫野性。
So this maid servant was she was just a maid servant. She was humble, but then only she slept with the master, and then have a son, and she got very proud, and that the wild character comes out.
给你一次机会上床，马上就把主人看不看在眼里。
Giving you just an opportunity to go to the bed, and now you despise your mistress.
这种个性生出来一定不是好东西。
And this kind of character, of course, were bad children who is not a good character.
圣经太多伟大的真理，我们要学习。
The Bible has so many good doctrines.
上帝对他说
And God told her,
我还是要赐福给你。
I still want to bless you.
我还是要赐福给你的孩子。
I still want to bless the son.
你的孩子要住在旷野。
And they will live in the desert.
现在阿拉伯人住在旷野。
And that's why the Arabians today stay in the desert.
阿拉伯人跟以色列人永远做仇敌。
So this the Arabs and the Israelites forever.
亚伯拉罕没有想到。
Abraham never thought of that.
那一天抱一抱，睡一睡，子子孙孙几千年。没有办法解决一大堆问题。
That day only just sleep, but today there are many problems they cannot solve with the descendants.
是血气的人要尝的后果。
He who come from the flesh,
你要谨慎，你要小心。
Be careful, be alert.
不要顺从你的性意。
Do not follow your sexual desire.
顺从今生的需要。
But only meeting the today's worldly needs.
顺从眼目看得见的现象。
All the phenomena of the eyes.
他说：“神啊，你的时间太久。
”And you take God, you are too slow to
act. 神啊，你讲的道我会背了。
God, I can memorize what you have preached to me.
神啊，你所应许的都是空头支票。
God, what you have promised are emptiness.
那我来帮助你，使你的名在万国更被尊重。
Let me come and help you so that your name could be honored in all nations.
上帝说：“我要400年没有先知。”你如果兴起先知，一定是假先知。
God said that for 400 years there will not be prophet. If there's any prophet, it will be false prophet.
上帝说：“我75岁的时候呼召你，你100岁的时候你才做爸爸。这期间你跟别人生的就是假的孩子。
”God said, "I've called you at the age of 75 and you'll bear a son at the age of 100. Between this period, there's any children that come, you will not be a promised one."
这就是太严重了。
This thing is so serious.
就因为失误一次。
Because you have failed once.
要不然到现在差不多4000年仇恨从来没有解决。
Until today, the descendant of Abraham for 4,000 years, they become enemies.
你要先上帝一步吗？
You want to have the blessing of God?
你先上帝的脚步，先他一步吗？
You want to be faster than God?
那么谁带领你呢？
Who is going to guide you?
你把上帝抛在后头。
You want to put God at the back?
你走在前头。
You want to walk in front of God?
神永远不跟你走。
God forever will not follow at your back.
你要永远跟主走。
But forever you will follow at his back.
你不能走在上帝的前头。
You cannot walk before God.
新约有一件事情我很感动。
In the New Testament there's a word that touched my heart.
越过基督的教训。
You transcend actually the teaching of Christ.
You
surpass the teaching of Christ.
Transcend,
surpass.
You're quicker than him.
You're quicker than
him. Outside of his promise.
You must be outside of his promise.
那是很可怕的事情。
Something terrifying.
有一次我们在新加坡，我太太跟我2岁的女孩子来这里玩。
There was once in Singapore, my wife and our 2-year-old daughter came to Singapore.
那我们在路上走的时候。
We are walking on the street.
这个女孩子小的时候调皮的不得了，现在很乖了。
This girl, when she was young, she was so naughty, but now she's very good.
每次拉住她脱下我，
又
手出脱掉。
又 hold her hand, but then she struggled and ran away.
那她自己前面走。
And she ran in front.
我们在后面走。
We followed back.
忽然间呢
，Suddenly,
她走又不看爸爸妈妈在哪里的。
And she doesn't look at where the parents are.
越走越远，越走越远。
She walked further and further.
我对我太太说
，I tell my wife,
今天教训她。
Today we teach her a lesson.
我们躲起来。
We hide.
我们两个人就躲在一个树上。
Both of us hide behind a tree.
看他怎么样。
See what should happen.
他也不怎么一直走。
She just walk.
就像今天基督徒一样。
Like Christian today.
不知道主的带领在哪，一直走。
Don't know where's the guidance of the Lord. They walk on their own way.
走到最后呢
？Finally.
突然间
，Suddenly.
想到
，Thought of.
应该跟爸爸妈妈走了。
I must follow my parents.
他回头看的时候
，Turn around.
没有了
，No more.
我在从树后面看他怎么样。
And we peep from the behind the tree.
他眼睛本来很大。
And she had a big eyes.
现在睁得更大。
And bigger now.
看，从下面看看，每个都不是爸爸。
Look at now. Can I see the father?
他在跑。
She ran.
他想，可能他小孩子跑得慢，爸爸在前面，他追。
She thought Mary, your father is in front. I walk too slow.
越追越远。
And further and further she ran.
看到一个很像我的样子。
I saw one someone like me.
那抓到了。
And catch on me.
那个回头看不是啊，他跑掉了。
No. She ran again.
太早了，再抓到一个。
Find another one.
抓不到了。
Cannot catch
on you.
And she began to weep.
就一直抽，一直抽了。
She began to weep.
那时候我太太说受不了，快快去抓。
And there was my wife said, No, go.
我说我已经对你说教训他。
I told teach her a lesson.
让他去抽。
Let her go and cry.
那他没有办法。
Let her have no way.
如果你马上找到他，明天又来。
If you want to find her fast, then she'll behave the same thing.
让他失败。
Let her fail.
让他找不到。
Let her cannot find us.
教训很深在他心里。
So the teaching will be imprinted in her heart.
我告诉你啊。
I tell you.
你伸手扶持我。你顺眼看顾我，有时候呢故意不看你的。
Sometimes God purposely doesn't watch at you.
让你去死一下。
So you are going to die.
让你去失败一下。
Experience your failures.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you.
这个教训太惨痛了。
This teaching is something hard to learn.
让你床上搞几分钟。
And you sleep with a person.
你的子孙不安宁4000年了。
So your descendant become with no peace for more than 4,000 years.
你不照上帝的时间表。
If you don't go according to the timing of God.
走在前头。
You walk before God.
越过基督教训。
You transgress.
你自作聪明。
It's a teaching.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
今天要从圣经得到教训。
Today from the Bible you want to get your teaching.
圣经。
The Bible.
不惜让几千年的痛苦 来教训每一个人对上帝的顺从。
Allow her to experience this kind of teaching for thousands of years so they can learn from the Bible.
下个礼拜我们继续讲下去。
Next week we'll continue.
求主保守我们。
That God will keep us.
我们大家站起来。
Let's rise.